In March 2014, Annie Felkowski says she visited one of Florida's crisis pregnancy centers in Fort Myers.
I was 16 years old and scared. There was a chance I could have been pregnant due to lack of sex education in public high school and fear of asking my mom about the birds and the bees. I was scared, confused, and didn't know where to go. Every day on my way to school, I passed this clinic. It says free pregnancy test. So I went in.
At first, Felkowski says when she walked in, she felt at ease.
When we walked in, I assumed the women at the front desk were friendly. They were nurses. They were wearing scrubs. They asked why I was there, and I responded in a sympathetic manner. The room they took me into looked nothing like a doctor's office I have ever been in before. It looked more like a therapist's office. There was one big couch, a love seat, a tissue box, and a Bible.
But as she awaited the results of the pregnancy test, Felkowski says her experience soon changed when a woman came into the room to ask her questions.
And asked me questions like, if you're pregnant, do you know who the father is? She asked me his first and last name. She asked, what's the extent of your relationship? She told me, you aren't supposed to have sex until marriage, but if you do, you should be in love and in a committed relationship, right? She made me feel incredibly guilty. The woman came back and she had the test results. Like anyone in this position would be, I was incredibly anxious and I wanted to know. Before telling me the results, she asked what my religious affiliation was. I told her I was raised Catholic, but I wouldn't identify with any religion at this point. She gave me a pamphlet about Christianity. I reminded her why I was there and asked what the result of the test was. It was negative.
But even after finding out she wasn't pregnant, Felkowski says the woman didn't let up.
The woman then began to give me a lesson on abstinence and how I can still be saved despite the mistakes I've made. She gave me all sorts of pamphlets: abstinence, Christianity, adoption, horrors of abortion. She went on to explain the only form of birth control is abstinence and that all other forms cause cancer and or kill you. At the end of it all, she reminded me that she had all of my information and would be notifying my family and my school of my visit. I hope that no one ever has to go through this kind of coercive and not accurate experience.
I don't know the circumstances. I hate to have anybody have a bad experience.
That's Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean. He's sponsoring a bill opposed by Annie Felkowski that involves Florida's pregnancy support services. It was created by the Florida legislature in 2005 to provide counseling and support services to pregnant women, like free pregnancy testing, adoption, and referrals to community services. Every year since 2006, lawmakers have included in the budget between $2 and $4 million for the program. But the program itself was never an official Florida law. So Bean's bill would not only put the Florida Pregnancy Support Services program on the books, it would also provide some regulation for the contractors receiving state funds.
The bill requires the contract to include accountability measures, periodic reports. Contractors are required to have proper education, certification, and licensure. Any material given out by these centers needs to be current and accurate. Any information of medical nature must cite its source. DOH has the authority under the contract to monitor the contract and subcontractors for any of its infractions, as we do with all other contracts, the Department of Health or other agencies maintain.
The measure has the backing of groups like Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops, and while Planned Parenthood has no problems with the state regulation, the group does have concerns about at least one particular provision in the bill. It directs the Department of Health to, quote, subcontract only with providers that exclusively promote and support childbirth. That means it could preclude groups that provide information on birth control and abortion services like Planned Parenthood from receiving any state funds. Other opponents like Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book say they don't believe some of these crisis centers are providing medically accurate information either.
Unfortunately, I had to accompany a friend to a pregnancy crisis center a few weeks ago. And so I have some of the materials that were handed to a friend of mine. And do abortions cause breast cancer?
And while Book never got her question answered during the bill's first Senate hearing, Naples Republican Senator Kathleen Pasadomo says she feels the bill will do a good job of providing proper oversight.
It's not had statutory oversight. So when you think about it, if these organizations are giving inaccurate information, they don't have, you know, the state behind stopping this practice. So my feeling is if we codify the practice, what we're doing with the Department of Health having a mandate to review these the materials, then you will have medically accurate materials because there's much more gravitas to the fact that this is a statutory program.
Meanwhile, Bean carried a similar bill in the Senate during this past legislative session, but it died in the committee process. While his current measure has passed its first Senate committee, its House companion has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.